Canada also.
BASF is known as a chemistry company, but it is also one of only six U.S. companies actively breeding soybeans and just one of four in the trait business. Mark Hubler is the company's agronomy lead for soybeans and canola and participated in the BASF Showcase Plot Tour near Davenport, North Dakota. The Zitavo soybean brand is only in its third year.
Really what's exciting is not only the germplasm and genetics that are coming with Zitavo, but also the trait packages that we'll be able to put together with that particular brand. So SCN, for example, we're going to have a novel GMO trait for soybean cyst nematode, which is the number one pest in soybeans in the U.S., and then start to stack on other traits behind that, herbicide traits like a PPO tolerance, etc. So very exciting to be in soybeans right now. I think, I like to joke we're not distracted by corn, right? We're really focused on soybeans. It's a global strategic crop globally for BASF, which means a lot of investment.
Hubler says the soybean cyst nematode trait will be a game changer and will be on the market in late 2028 or 2029. In the markets.